My skaters forget about Rockefeller Center, the place to pirouette. This year offers a bird's eye view of Paris from the Eiffel Tower. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
On the north side of the Eiffel Tower's first level, visitors can watch the boats plying the Seine River far below, or the toy cars moving in and out of their tiny traffic jams. But as you walk across to the tower's south side, it's another story. Here, the sounds of the city below are drowned out by joyous tourists and Parisians. They're gliding to the rhythm of the music on a brightly lit skating rink nestled between iron girders 190 feet above the city. Isabelle Esnoux works for the tower's operator. She says even though the rink is small, creating it was an engineering challenge.
We had to rent a giant crane to bring 10 tons of material to the first level of the Eiffel Tower, and then we had to make the ice. We let water flow slowly for 5 days, and now we have 15 centimeters and nearly 30 tons of ice.
30 tons of ice and all those people on one side of the delicate-looking tower? Gustave Eiffel must be turning in his grave. But Esnoux says exhaustive tests have shown the structure can take the strain. Nearly 95% of the Eiffel Tower's 6 million visitors a year are foreigners. Esnoux says the idea behind the rink is to bring Parisians back to their monument, a strategy that seems to be working. These students from a nearby lycée finished classes early and decided to come up for a skate. They say the experience is slippery, scary, and fun.
Paris is wonderful!
The skating and skate rentals are free once you pay the $5 ticket to climb the tower. Some visitors are surprised to find the rink as they step off the elevators, while others, like Puerto Rican John Navarro and his Floridian girlfriend Melody Holohan, came here just for the experience.
I work for an airline, so we have the privilege to fly for free. So why not a weekend at Paris? Especially, I heard this is new, so we just came this year to do the ice skating.
I think it's great. It's great because it's free, and Central Park is like, I don't know, $15 a person or something
like that. Here you can, be all day for free.
But if you want to experience sky-high skating with the City of Light at your feet, don't wait too long. The rink will close at the end of January. But if it were up to young Parisians like Nina Yoshida, the Eiffel Tower's skating rink would become a regular winter feature.
It's fun because it's scary and because it's exciting, and I love skating in the Eiffel Tower.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.